believe our hearts can find. Let us push back all past time. I'm on the line.
I've been to a lot of concerts, and one of the best ones I've ever been to has been Livingston Taylor concerts. His rendition of Over the Rainbow is probably the nicest I've ever heard by anybody. And I am thrilled to be able to talk live and in person with Livingston Taylor himself. He has a brand new CD out. It's called Bicycle. You just heard the first cut called I Believe, which is typical of his music. Just beautiful, beautiful music. It's the kind of music you just can't get sick of listening to. Hi, Livingston.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Good. How's it going with you?
I don't know. That was a pretty flowery introduction like that. I'd like to meet that fellow sometime.
Well, I've been a big admirer of your music for a long time, and I really do love your version of Over the Rainbow. I've been looking to try to buy it, and nobody seems to have it. Is it on a CD?
No. That's one of those old records, long out of print.
So they haven't put it on a CD yet, huh?
Well, they haven't, but, you know, if you get any buzz in any other direction, right, those old records sort of spring up like mushrooms after a rain.
What label were they on, Livingston?
That Over the Rainbow was on Capricorn Records. That was a division of Atlantic Records, ATCO Records.
Hmm. So do you know of any plans that they might have to put that on CD eventually?
I don't have a clue. Hmm. It's old and it's in history. Now, one of the plans that I do have is I have this whole series of symphony arrangements that I do. I work with symphony orchestras pretty regularly, and one of them is an arrangement to Over the Rainbow that's so full and lush, with all those strings. So I am going to record that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to get that together, you know, in the next year or so and get that out.
I've always been amazed, and Over the Rainbow is a great example of the way you take a song and really make it your own. What is it like to take other people's music as opposed to your own?
Well, you know, it's funny because I don't really see much of a difference. What I look for are those musical things or musical or lyrical or whatever, Mark, that are exciting to me. And whether I've written it or whether somebody else has written it, it doesn't make any difference, because once it's been written, it just sort of sits there. I wrote it, but it's not as though I have any greater claim on that than I do it's not that I have any greater claim on a Livingston Taylor song than I do on a George Gershwin song.